Welcome to radio.dominican.edu. I am Patrick Kayabyam. I'm alongside the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn. Tonight's opponent is the Urban Knights of Academy of our University of San Francisco from the Bay, led by Amir Shamsuddin and Will Overton, the second and fourth leading scorers in the PacWest Conference. The Urban Knights are one of the most explosive teams in the league. Shamsuddin had 16 points per game, and Overton Jr. with 15. They have accounted for 46% of the team's scoring. Last meeting, five Penguins: Jacob Neustadt, Ricky Wofford, Connor Haysbert, Jamal Clark, and Mark Lewis scored in double figures, and teammate Xander McNally had a game-high seven steals as Dominican defeated the Knights 67-61 at Kezar Pavilion of San Francisco on January 30. Shamsuddin had a game-high 16 points for RU, and the Penguins shot 56% from the floor. McNally is number one in the nation, and that's in steals. He took the lead in steals this week with 18 steals in his last three games. McNally is now averaging 3.95 per game. He leads the PacWest in steals and is fifth in the league in assists with 3.7 and ninth in block shots with 0.7. In his past 11 games, McNally has averaged 6.6 points, 4.9 rebounds, 4.5 steals, and 4 assists. Now I'll bring it to the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, P.O.B. Good job of the pregame there. Academy of Art University in the house. And P.O.B., you may not remember, or maybe you do, but the story within the story tonight is assistant coach for Academy is Scott Springhorn, who was with the Penguins last year as an assistant coach. 20 minutes overhead, fans. Having the overhead announcements made, and we will have the starting lineups for you pretty soon, very shortly. We've got a couple of things to take care of here first. Academy of Art in the house, 1-10 in conference. Penguins at 500, 5-5 in conference. And as you mentioned, P.O.B., the D's are scratching at the door of the postseason with three games to go, including tonight's affair. Our next broadcast will come on February 23rd, followed immediately, almost immediately, on February 25th. Hawaii Pacific on the 23rd, that's a doubleheader, an NC2A doubleheader, with the women at 5:30, the men at 7:30, and Hawaii Hilo on the 25th of February. Nicholas Parrish will give us the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. That's right, the national anthem brought to us by Nicholas Parrish, host of What's the Tea with Nikki P on Monday evenings with his sidekick, Motastic. Academy of Art University in the house under Mark Sembrovich. He'll be sending out Noah Kone Nelson, number two, is a 6'7" sophomore out of Portland, Oregon. At the other end of the other side of the tip, B.J. Prima, number four, is a 6'1" junior out of East Palo Alto. Amir Shamsuddin, a 6'2" junior, is number 10 out of Portland. Hunter Hayden, number 11, is a 6'9" senior out of Hayward. And Zar Robotham. Robotham, number 14, is a 5'11" sophomore out of Las Vegas. Stuart Horn and Patrick Kayabyab. Speaking of Patrick Kayabyab, also at 6'8" is Patrick Kayabyab for the Penguins at 5-5 in conference under head coach Booker T. Harris in his first season. Harris will be standing out a 5'9" junior. Sending out Ricky Wofford, number 5. Wofford's first year as a Penguin, and he has been a great guy, the junior out of Bakersfield. Number 42, the other side of the key, up top will be Jamal Clark, the 6'6" junior out of Redlands. Out of Canyon Country, number 31, the 6-foot senior, Mark Lewis. The other side down low, Xander McNally, the 6-foot-2 senior out of San Francisco, wears number 32. And for the DUs, in his first year in a Penguin uniform, the junior, Jacob Neustadt, the 6'8 junior out of Santa Rosa. Neustadt having a great campaign so far, P.O.P.
Yeah, Jacob Neustadt, he's averaging 11 points per game. He's someone you need to look at, keep an eye on.
20 minutes overhead, all the way around. Want to welcome in all the viewers on Channel 30. Scott Calhoun and his crew, they're here. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department.
No, you got to leave that. That's them.
At Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Brad Van Alstine, the chair of the Communications and Media Studies Department. Stuart Horn and Piob, your DU broadcasters tonight. Coach Booker T. Harris with a chance to take his team over 500 in conference. And that's almost unheard of around these parts over the last year or two. Penguins, since coming into the NC2A, have had a rough uphill climb, but Booker T. Harris comes on board, and all of a sudden the DUs are playing great. 20 minutes overhead, fans. First half in the middle. Neusett and Hayden tipped out. Hayden gets the better of it into the backcourt. Boy, both guys swiped at it, and it was a double whiff. 19:54, 29 seconds on the shot clock. Academy's got it, attacking the northern hoop of the Conlin Center. B.J. Prema out of East Palo Alto, top of the key. Prema right side, thinking three with McNally. Penguins playing the zone. Here's a jumper by Kone Nelson. No. Clark with a rebound. 19 and a half to go. First shot on goal does not fall. Wofford left side. Over to Lewis. Now McNally's been a real cool customer this year. McNally's just been a tremendous player for the Penguins. Low bounce pass to Clark. Down low. Clark gets spanked on by Kone Nelson, but Clark stays with it and buries the deuce. 2-0.
Always a good sign if the Penguins score first, Stu.
Coming up on 19 minutes. 2-0 Penguins. Last time these two teams met a week ago over at Kezar, the Penguins were victorious by 5. Hunter Hayden, other side, after a good feed under the hoop, ties the game at 2. McNally left wing. McNally over to Mark Lewis. Penguins just looking for some penetration. They get it down to Neusett, but there's a lot of traffic there. Neusett dribbles it 4 times, tries to power his way in, heaves it out to Lewis, who thinks 3, no. Lewis, ooh, high-stepping Lewis. Wofford, head fake, travel. Wofford had a clean look. You only have the ball for an instant. You have to think about it. Make a decision quickly. 2 up, fans, 18:34. In the first half of this one, Brianna Chambers and the ladies were gotten past by the Lady Urban Knights tonight. Great game. But the Penguins could not prevail in that one. Penguin men looking to tie things up. And there's a soft jumper from the left side by Amir Shamsuddin, the 6'2 junior out of Portland, left side, 4-2. Penguins trail now. Wofford coming up on 18 minutes. Neusett has moved back out to the free throw line, and he's got it after the pass from Mark Lewis. A finger roll. Neusett couldn't get it, but gets his own rebound. Another shot on goal and a whistle. Neusett, 2 shots on goal, will go to the line. 4-2 Knights inside of 18.
You got to like the hustle there on Jacob Neusett. Missed the first shot, but followed through his rebound.
Missed the rebounded put back, but then finally drew the whistle. Neusett misses way right. And those start to add up.
Yep.
Even though it's very early. We're only 2 minutes into this one, and Neusett on the way, and he misses this one short. So Neusett's 0-for-2, and a very fast push to the other end. Shot is not made. Mark Lewis with the rebound after the miss by Kone Nelson. 4-2, Penguins trail. Wofford to Neusett. Neusett left side off the glass, heavy traffic. Neusett ties the game at 4, 17 and a half. Shamsuddin brings it up. Amir Shamsuddin is out of Portland, a 200-pound, 6'2 junior. He can really handle the ball. Prema left side. Shot is missed again, bouncing all over the place, and the DUs came down with it for an instant, but Prema was able to run it down. Softy right side from Robotham, no. 17 minutes exactly. Wofford brings it up, McNally. Left wing, Lewis now. Now down low again, Neusett. Looks like the Penguins are going to work Neusett all night. Left-handed hook shot, Neusett, good. 6-4 for the first time tonight. The Penguins lead.
It's never a bad thing to run your offense to the big fella Neusett. He is your offense.
6-4 Penguins. First half, 16-37. Horn and Kayabyab, your DU broadcasters. Now down low again, over to Shamsuddin. This one goes down, and it's a long two. Six up. Wasn't that the name of a soft drink that just never really made it? 16-15 fans. They don't all make it. Wofford, top of the key, right elbow, and that one goes. Good shot by Wofford. Usually passing the ball around. Wofford's a great assist man, but he's also a shooter. Shamsuddin on the way from the right wing, no. Clark with it down. Wofford again up, brings it up very quickly. Lewis runs it in left side against Shamsuddin. Falling away, drifter buckling, no. Loose ball, Shamsuddin with the rebound. Gets past Lewis, slams into McNally, who had come set, charge. Foul is going to be called. Wait a minute. I'm not sure who they called it on. Immediate timeout. I think they meant 32. They called it on 22, Piop. And we're going to stay right here, 15-44, 8-6. The Penguins lead, and we'll find out exactly who that foul was committed by. I believe it was committed by Xander McNally, although they indicated 22 when McNally is 32. And the referees are now in conference with the other coaches from the other team who are also trying to figure out exactly who that foul is against. Nobody on Media Row knows.
Yeah, there's no one on the Penguins that's number 22, so they probably made a mistake. Everyone does, but I'm worried about the lead here. The Penguins only have a two-point lead. They should have a commanding lead on a 1-10 team from the Bay Area.
The scoreboard shows 32, and I believe that is correct.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who the timeout was called by. No, two fouls committed by Academy of Art. It says no fouls committed by the Penguins, but that can't be right.
No.
So we're not exactly sure what's going on, but we'll get it straightened out. 15:44 to go. Want to welcome in Marin Cable. What a great association this has been between the Penguins Communications Department and Marin Cable, Scott Calhoun, and the rest of the Marin Cable crew on Channel 30. Sunday nights is all Penguin Sports Night from 6 to 10 p.m., fans. Every Sunday, it's all DU sports, and that's a good thing. Penguins now part of the NC2A. What a great association. Here we go. 15:44 to go. 8-6, Penguins on top. Coming up on midway through the first quarter. And now the referees are back over at Media Row to slow things down. Shot clock should have been set at 35, not 30. Inbounds very quickly as the whistle blew, and before the Penguins could even look up, the inbounds to Prema was good on the way in. No bounce, just straight in. Eight up, fans, 15-35. Wofford right side. McNally's got it on the wing. Drives in, baseline. McNally goes up and under. No, Neusett's right there, and Neusett is fouled again. I think Jacob's going to get a lot of work from the line tonight. This one's called against. So William Overton Jr., the 6'5" sophomore out of New Jersey, has come in, and he fouled Neusett. Eight up, Jacob on the line, and Neusett is now 0-for-3 from the line. And that may be telling, and let's hope it's not.
Hey, Stu, you mentioned him struggling from the line. Well, he has been struggling from the line all season. He's shooting it at 60%.
Well, he's at 0% tonight, and this one goes. So 25% from the line for Neusett, 1-for-4. Very early, though. And we'll see if he can zero in on the hoop.
Yeah, he's 25% today.
Because I have a feeling he's going to be a part of a lot of this tonight. Academy's really zeroing in, and the Penguins are getting working the ball down to Neusett a lot. Shot from the left side, and a foul committed against Mark Lewis, I believe. We'll find out who did it. Oh, no, it's committed by Mark Lewis. I saw Lewis hit the deck. I thought he had been fouled against. But, in fact, Lewis, well, now they say 41 on the board. That can't be right. They said it's on Jacob. But they announced it was against Mark Lewis. And it makes a big difference if it's against Lewis or if it's against Neusett.
A bigger difference on Neusett. That's your go-to man.
And I'm not sure what the referees – one referee said it was against Neusett. One said Lewis. Overhead said Lewis. Okay, it is against Neusett. Now they correct it. So that hurts as the freebies went. 10-9. And now they're trying to correct it, and they want it against 31, which would be Mark Lewis. They corrected it and put it up against Jacob Neusett. Either way, Lewis drives in from the right side and puts the Penguins up by one, 11-10, 14-42 as the clock rolls. Now the Urban Knights drive it in. Prema's got it. He backs out. He gets it back over to Shamsuddin. Top of the key on the right side is Robotham. Trouble, Robotham. Left side tipped away by McNally. McNally only the steal leader in the nation. Number one is McNally, and he kicks this one away, but it's off of his foot.
Hey, so I just want to say something before Aaron Anderson comes in, the freshman from San Francisco, California. He went to my high school, Archbishop Reardon, so it's going to be fun to watch him play. I've seen him play a lot, and he made varsity his freshman year in high school.
10-9, fans. The Penguins trail. McNally knocked the ball away, but it was with his foot. to go. 10-9, Penguins trail. Referee's still at the table, and they want to talk about it. They want that last foul having been committed by Mark Lewis, not Jacob Neusett. And they're going to talk about it, and they're going to keep talking about it. And Coach Harris has a legitimate beef, and it's a huge decision. Now it's 11-10 up on the board, which is correct. There's no question that's the accurate score. Want to make sure the referees take care of this. 14-22. Okay, they're going to leave it alone. Neusett is credited with the foul, and the score is 11-10 Penguins. Robotham brings it in. Art attacking the northern hoop. Here's the runner, Robotham left side. William Overton gets the pass from Robotham and drives it into the paint from the right and scores the deuce. 12-11, 14 minutes exactly in the first half, fans. Miles Carrillo's coming to the game, the sophomore. Carrillo dumps it down low to Jacob Neusett, who's able to work the line, the baseline, and score the deuce up and under, 13-12, 13-42. Man, that's a lot of traffic, Piob.
Yeah.
We rarely experience that much traffic here on Media Row. Down low, the Penguins on defense, and an air ball is heaved up by Hunter Hayden. Penguins come down with it. Clark runs it in left side. Clark with Hayden plastered to him, and Hayden with a foul. I believe. We'll find out what the ref says. Yep. Hayden's in there 6'9", so he pretty much towers over everybody. As Clark went in there, Hayden jumped up and stuck an arm and got too much of his face. Clark goes in the side pocket, and it falls. 14-12.
Now, this is a high school reunion for everyone because Mike Jaritzma, who's checking in, went to the same high school as Biggie Bencomo, Damien High School in Los Angeles.
Famous Biggie Bencomo from What Are You Talking About on Wednesday nights?
Yeah.
14-12, fans, the second one. D Radio. Second one rattles out. Barely missed is Mike Jaritzma, the 6'9 junior out of Altaloma, with the rebound. Penguins on defense, 13-15 to go in the first half. Driving in, Neusett won't do it, and they're going to turn it over to the Penguins. Charging foul committed by Amir Shamsuddin. 14-12, Penguins on top, 13-12 to go. Carrillo brings it up. Penguins have committed three fouls, four committed by the Urban Knights. Penguins now have it stripped away. One-on-one Up with it is Robotham. He gets it to go as he came up against Carrillo. 14 up, 12:50. Other side, very quickly, the Penguins push it. Derek Ober has entered the game. Ober's had a good first season, as has Connor Haysbert with a jumper, and Haysbert has himself a very short buzz cut and gets it to fall. I think that haircut may help him. 16-14, 12:31.
Haysbert knows.
Gets it to fall. He's got a little fade going on there on the sides. 12:23 to go. Haysbert's looking good. And his turnaround jumper's looking even better. Here's the drive in from Robotham. And again off the glass, and that kid can score. 16 up, 12-12. Robotham's having his way. Holy cow. Czar Robotham, the 5'11 sophomore out of Las Vegas. That guy's a shooter. I mean, 5'11 in this league, you better be a shooter.
Yeah.
He can work it down low, too. 16 up. Ober gets it right side to McNally. Now again, Haysbert, he just nailed the big one. Ober, tie game fans, Haysbert to Jacob. Oh, I love that combo of Connor Haysbert and Jacob Neuset. That's a good combo. Man, that's a 1-2 punch that can bring it with anybody in the league, 18-16. Penguins now on defense. Overton's got it, the 6'5 sophomore. He's out of Perth Amboy, New Jersey. And a jump ball between Miles Carrillo and Czar Robotham. Timeout has been called. Oh, it's a media timeout. We'll stay here, 11:30, 18-16. Penguins on top, Piab, as the Penguin cheerleaders hit the floor. The D is looking pretty solid so far. Very happy with the way this thing is unfolding.
No, you should be happy with the way both teams are playing, because I'm surprised Academy of Art is getting the shots they get in the paint. You have the Twin Towers in Jake. You have another one in Connor Haysbert. I'm just surprised they're getting the way of the Penguins. But on the other end, the Penguins are feeding the big man, Jacob Neuset, a man they need to run the offense with. And I like what they're doing with that, except that Jake when he gets to the line, he chokes up and doesn't get a good shot attempt from the line.
Are you talking about in previous games? Because tonight he's been pretty solid. Are you talking from the free throw
line?
From
the free throw line.
Pardon me. You are absolutely right. He's only 1-for-4, as you mentioned, from the free throw line. The first three he missed. The last one he made. Let's see what he can do from here on in.
Yeah.
Maybe he just needed to settle in. He's had so much work under the bucket already. He's already had, two fouls committed against him. At least two that we know of. And it could be more. Undoubtedly it's more when you're under the bucket like that, getting elbows in your eyes and getting reached in upon. We'll find out. If Jacob Neuset can start to nail him from the line when they're free, he can make them when they're tough. It's when they're easy, sometimes they're the toughest.
You know, he should have 13 points right now if he made those other three free throws. Right now he has 9.
Already with 9 points.
Yeah.
Well, that included the one he made, so it would have been 12. 18-16, 11:30. Do I have my math correct? I think so.
Yeah.
All right.
It's me with the math wrong. That's why I'm a comm major.
Not a problem. Wofford will bring it up. I take that comment personally, by the way. I don't like that.
No, I mean, it's a good thing.
I was going to say, comm people are usually pretty good at math.
Yeah, we're good at math.
Here's a three-ball attempt, thinking about it, by Carrillo. No, he just deked. And Haysbert now tips it out of bounds, Penguin ball.
Yeah, no offense, it's probably just me and the math.
11 up, 11-11. Time on the board, 18-16. Penguins on top, 18-16, inbounds to Carrillo. Carrillo receives the pass. And the clock does not roll. And it's still 11-11, and the clock again doesn't roll. And it should be at about 11:06 whenever they reset it. For some reason, they didn't start the clock. I don't know if something's wrong with the controller tonight, Pia, but it seems like we're having all kinds of trouble with the scoreboard.
It affected both games, Stu. And I don't know what the problem is, but it's delaying the game.
All right. Well, we're back underway, and I'm sure they'll get it together.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
11:09. Penguins only have two more home games. We better get it together. Wofford on the way. Three ball attempted deep. Neuset had a hook on it but couldn't save it as it goes out of bounds. 11 minutes exactly, fans. Academy ball. Penguins on defense now. Academy bringing it up. Robotham. Left side tipped out. Ober. Oh, brother. It was tipped out by Ricky Wofford, but it's a foul against Wofford, his first. It ended up in the hands of Ober, and I thought it was looking pretty good there for a second, but then they blew the whistle on Wofford. Clock rolls, 10:50. High dribbling is Shams Adin. Long two ball from the left wing. Shams Adin ties the game 18 up. 10 and a half to go, fans. Ricky left side. Brings it up to Carrillo. Goes between the legs. Carrillo to Ober. Kick out. Wofford, no look. No. Back over to Wofford. Uh-oh. Now Jacob down to Connor Haysbert and a turnaround jumper. A great pass. What a great assist by Neusett. Just when everybody in the house thought he was going to shoot it from 8 feet, he low bounce passed it down low to Haysbert, who gets the turnaround. 2018, Penguins answer. Coming up on the second quarter, fans, 10:05. Left side with a foot fake. Shams Adin kicks it off to Robotham. Robotham being guarded very closely by Miles Carrillo. Now into the hands of Aaron Anderson, the 6 foot freshman out of SF. Outside, three ball on the way. Deep, down with it. Carrillo after the miss by Shams Adin. Penguins to answer. 9:44. Ober to Connor. Back over. Oh, thinking no look to Connor. From Connor. Out to Carrillo. Back to Jacob Neusett. From 1 foot, Neusett softly. 22-18. The Penguins with a 4-point advantage. 9.5. Aaron Anderson on the right wing gets it over to Robotham at the top. And all of a sudden, Connor Haysbert comes flying at him, and Robotham dumps it off. Left side is Robotham. Dumps it down into the corner and charging in and drawing the foul off of Connor Haysbert. 9:16 to go, fans. Penguins by four. Ober actually drew the foul. Thought it was on Haysbert. Haysbert's a guy you'd like to keep in the whole game.
Yeah.
Much like Jacob Neusett.
Dude, the thing what the Penguins are doing, when they're in a run, they're in a little rally, they end up giving up a foul, and that's what stops their rally and stops their momentum.
I don't think that's limited just to the Penguins, though. I think that's true among all teams. It's a hard thing. It's a tough thing to keep a rally going, 22-19. After both of them go, now it's 22-20. Penguin ball, 9:16 to go. Ricky Wofford will bring it up. First-year man, Wofford, over to Carrillo in his second year with the team. McNally, the senior. Oh, thinking about three. Clark, down low. Haysbert, two ball, in and out, back in. And Haysbert's got two of those to bounce in. 24-20. Two of those that have hit the side, back iron, and then popped up and went down. A little bit of luck, a lot of skill there out of Haysbert.
Yeah.
Robotham, who's really running the point nicely. Sets it up, looks right, heaves it left. Over to Anderson, who stutter steps in and out against Carrillo. 8:35, Carrillo's got the chin music going this season. Robotham with the runner. Softly, Robotham at 5'11", dumps another one down, 24-22. Pretty good move there by Zaw Robotham. 8:22, the clock rolls. McNally, McNally really has not done much so far tonight. Kind of lying in wait is McNally. He's one of those guys, he catches fire, and he can throw 12 up on you before you even know what happened. Oh, Wofford with a stutter step, thinking three, kick out, Haysbert on the way, yes. Right wing, Haysbert saw that, got a good look, inside of 8 minutes, 26-22. Five fouls committed by the DUs, four committed by the Urban Knights. Now down low to Kone Nelson, who had a great start to this one. Robotham in trouble. Ricky Wofford providing a ton of defense. Down low again to Overton. Penguins get the block, but then the putback is good by William Overton. So he missed the first one, but made the second, 26-24, 7.5. Jacob Neusett is on the bench just for a few minutes, getting a drink of water and just quieting things down, getting a rest. One foul on Neusett so far tonight. Behind the back of the good move there is Miles Carrillo to McNally. McNally baseline, threw it away. McNally was intended for Connor Haysbert, but into the hands of Robotham. Coming up on 7 minutes in the first half. Don't forget about the halftime extravaganza coming up. That happens at halftime, Piob, usually. Robotham heaves one up and has a block by Clark. Jamal Clark is a first-year man with the Penguins at 6'6". And a timeout has been called, so Piob and I will be back in 30 seconds. Radio.Dominican.edu. All right, fans, the end of the timeout has come. 6:54 to go, 26-24. The Penguins are on top by two, having committed six fouls against four fouls committed by the Urban Knights. Our athletics director here at the Conlin Center is Terry Toomey. Stuart Horn and Patrick Kayabiab, your DU broadcasters for tonight's event. 6:54, and we will have a free throw by Zara Robotham, the 5'11 sophomore out of Las Vegas. Wide open stance, and this one's very short. Second one is perfect. Penguins by one now. Very close game so far. Boy, it's been back and forth. Inside of 7 minutes as Ricky Wofford brings it up. Right across that mean-looking Penguin right in the middle of the house. Turn around by Clark. Dumps off to Jacob Neusett hanging on the rim. And a whistle before Neusett could go off. Overton picked up the foul before the dump off to Jacob Neusett. So the bucket does not count. The Penguins have it on the short side. Clark has it on the inbounds. Clark on the way. Air ball. Well, Overton with the rebound. 6.5. Academy with the advantage now. Robotham, left side, dumps it off. Over to Anderson. Throws it away. Clark to Jacob. Jacob off the foot of somebody. Ricky Wofford on the way. Wofford with a foul, and they turn it around and give it back to Art. That's going to be Wofford's second, I believe, Piab. Wofford's gone, and Xavier Muldrow making his first appearance tonight. He's got the right wrist all taped up, but the big hard cast has come off. This is the first minutes that Xavier Muldrow's had in a while because he had a broken hand. He's still got a soft cast on the right wrist, but it's nice to see Muldrow in there. Muldrow wears number 10, and he is a four-year man. And it's been a real pleasure watching Muldrow the last several years play. Air ball thrown up, Art, down with it. Down with it, Xander McNally. He heaves it back off to Jamal Clark, who hammer jams it down, 28-25, 5:47 to go. Opiab was about to come unglued with that one, but he held his tongue. That took a lot of discipline. I'm proud of you. And there's the travel committed by Overton to give the Penguins the ball back after that big-time hammer jam by Clark. That was a nice play.
I was waiting for one of your big blow-ups, Stu. I love those.
That was nice. Well, it was just I couldn't catch up with it, really, because McNally stole away the ball after the air ball and then heaved it into the perfect place. Three ball goes off by Miles Carrillo from the top of the key left side. Good left wing job there by Carrillo. 31-25, 5:18 to go. Penguins on defense now. Kone Nelson heaves it across the court. 5:03 to go, whistles. Down low. Foul is now committed by Xavier Muldrow. Muldrow is a 5'9 senior out of Riverside. I would say in Muldrow's sophomore season, he was the fastest guy in the league. One of maybe the two fastest guys in the league. I mean, he could just explode out of nowhere with speed. From the free throw line, going down with the limp wrist, B.J. Perma, junior out of East Palo Alto, knocks it down.
Well, Stu, Muldrow may be the fastest on the team. This guy's just really quick, super quick.
5:03. Muldrow's a great shooter, too.
Yeah.
Didn't get a lot of minutes this year, though. Not so far.
He's one of the nicest guys in the world, too.
That's a plus. Second one's missed. Jamal Clark with the rebound. 31-26. Inside of 5 minutes now, fans. Until the halftime intermission. Muldrow goes back to the top of the key over to Miles Carrillo, who just buried the big tray ball from the right wing. Carrillo's got it again left side. Carrillo now dumps it back off to start over. Clark now, right elbow. Dump off to Carrillo on the way, yes. Wow, good play there by Carrillo to bounce it off the glass and bounce off the defender. 33-26, Penguins creating a little daylight. 4.5 to go, first half. Prima's got it. Now a turnover. The Penguins are going to get it after Shamsuddin did something wrong. The foul is called off ball by Prima. Prima Jr. off ball, and the Penguins get it back as Clark comes out. Back in there, Haysbert with Neusett, Muldrow, Xander McNally, and Miles Carrillo. Down low is Haysbert. Top of the key, McNally. Left side, Muldrow working around. Oh, the Penguins are making some great ball movement right now, working the ball nicely, coming up on 4 minutes. Penguins by 7 and the advantage. Left side, no look, out to Muldrow. Runs it back out, 10 on the shot clock. Top of the key, Xander McNally, who's yet to shoot, gets it down low, and it gets past Jacob Neusett on a low bounce pass. And that is Xander McNally's go-to play, that low bounce pass. So timeout's been called, fans. 3:51's immediate timeout, 33-26. Piab and I will be back, radio.dominican.edu. .351 to go, fans, 33-26. Horn and Kayabya, courtside, Conlon Center. Here we go. Academy of Art brings it up. Working our way to the end of the first half. Miles Babbitt's coming to the game, a 5'9 freshman out of Richmond. Babbitt went to Albany High, and Jamal Clark with his first will send Shamsuddin to the line with 3:37 to go. Penguins by 7, and this one is nothing but swish. On the way, Shamsuddin rattles out. Jacob Neusett comes down with a rebound. Muldrow's got it now as the Penguins transition to the other side. Inside of 3.5. Neusett down low. Neusett, one bounce in. Bucket waved off. Fouls committed by Kone Nelson. Kone Nelson at 6'7 is at 215 pounds. Same as you, Pia. That's weird. Exact same stats. So Neusett, who's now 1-for-4, has been sent back to the line on the way. Backspinning, yes. 2-for-5. I always say 2-for-5 is much better than 1-for-4.
No, a lot better.
Yeah, it's a lot better. 34-27. And 3-for-6 would be tremendous.
Yeah.
If he could do it. It's on the way, and he does not do it. The putback, though, is good by Jamal Clark. The Penguins with another offensive rebound. 36-27. After the three-point series from the Mighty Penguins, 3:08 to go. Robinson brings it across. Pretty heavy traffic there. Dumps it off to Prima. Back to Robinson. Xavier Muldrow with that was broken hand, now just bandaged up right hand, playing some really aggressive defense. Long three ball is missed by Shamsuddin. Penguins down with it. Xavier Muldrow, initials XM, throws it off to Xander McNally, also initials XM. Both guys on the floor. XM Satellite.
Yeah.
Heaving it across. Oh, almost out of bounds. And falling out of bounds was Xavier Muldrow, who just barely saved it. But Hunter Hayden and Robinson will bring it up. 2:22 to go. Fouls committed by Connor Haysbert. With 2:22 to go, a 9-point game, 36-27, Robinson to the line.
Hey, Stu, the last Urban Knight possession, you weren't kidding about how super quick Xavier Muldrow is. That guy was just on Overton Jr. and Robotham like crazy.
Referee seems to be talking a lot tonight. There's the three referees from the NC2A, but one is clearly talking to everybody. Free throw is shanked. And that's, if you're a Penguin fan, it's what the Penguin fans are looking for. Second one by Robotham on the way is good. 36-28. So I'm calling him Robotham, it's Robotham. Try and get that right. Pardon me, fans. 2:10, clock rolls, 36-28. Robotham makes one of two, and the Penguins now have it. Clark. Clark with a good fake to Neusett, who works his way in, and Neusett just pounds one home over the top of Mike Joritsma. And Joritsma's not easy to get over at 6'9", 240.
Yeah, just too strong.
But Neusett was just too strong. You're right, 144. Penguins up by 10. First half action. Stripped it away. Joritsma comes up with it. And Carrillo now steals it away. No look to Jacob with a double-handed hammer jam. 12-point game, 40-28. Timeout, Urban Knights. 90 seconds left in the half. Radio.dominican.edu. Buck and a half to go, fans. Penguins by 12. Conlon Center, Dominican University of California. Penguins on defense now, leading by 10. Shamsuddin brings it up.
Wow.
The runner from the right side by Shamsuddin goes in. 1:13 the clock rolls. Penguins by 8 now. 40-30, check it. They're by 10, the DUs. Is that right? 40-30. No look, right side. Penguins to Neusett, all alone. Fouled by Joritsma. Fouled, bucket falls. Fouled. Jacob to the line. 59.8 to go.
That's just athleticism by the 6'8 Neusett. How can you just come up like that and pound it and put the ball back in the hoop after getting clobbered?
Yeah, that was strength on strength. Neusett back on the line. This is perfect, and a three-point play is perfect. Neusett playing very well tonight. 43-30, 55 seconds. Penguins would love to get one more shot off. Here's the runner, and the Penguins expose the open lane. Aaron Anderson knocks it down. Penguins will bring it up as Miles Carrillo high dribbling across the insignia. Penguins by 11, 39 seconds to go. Xavier Muldrow down low. Clark drives in. Clark dumps it back off again to Jacob Neusett. Waved off, bucket. Boy, that's about four in a row for Neusett. They're waved off. He's making everything.
Yeah.
But they keep waving him off. 32 and a half seconds, 43-32, fans. Penguins have committed 10 in the first half, which puts the Urban Knights in the double bonus. Knights have committed 9, but this one will put Clark on the line. On the way, he missed it a mile and a half right. And short. 43-32, 28 seconds to go. Robotham brings it up. Robotham dumps it over to Shamsuddin. 14 seconds. Urban Knights would love to get this shot off. 10. Driving it in, 9. Shamsuddin. Clark broke it up, 6. Robotham, 4. 3. Robotham, trouble. To Joritsma on the buzzer. It goes. Joritsma scores. 43-34 at the half, Piab. The Penguins lead by 9. We'll be back with the halftime extravaganza. Piab will be back with the halftime extravaganza. All the numbers, all the statistics that matter. And then we'll have the second half for you on radio.dominican.edu. Please stay with us.
We are back on radio.dominican.edu. I am Patrick Kiyab-Yab. one of your DU broadcasters for the night. I'm alongside voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn. Well, the Penguins have a 9-point lead against the Urban Knights of San Francisco, California. And this is a great game so far, and you have to look at this game in both ways. How they're playing on defense, how they're playing on offense. Offensively, the Penguins are having a big day with Jacob Neusett. This man has 19 points in the first half. Incredible. This is a career high if he gets 21 in DU. He had 21 points as his career high. Two more, he ties it. Then you're talking about Xander McNally. He leads the league in steals. So far, he has none. Xander will wake up in the second half, I believe, and find himself some steals. On the other end of the court, you got to look at another man, and he's known as Amir Shamsuddin. This guy has 9 points on the day, alongside with his wingman, Cesar Robotham. He's got 8 points. Now the voice of the Penguins, here he is, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you, Piop. Good job. Just a few seconds left till we resume with the third quarter. And we are going to hear a little more out of Piob here in the third quarter, the play-by-play. I'll get it started, then I'll hand it off to him once I feel like he is prepared to take the reins, which should be very shortly. 43-34, fans, and the Penguins are going to get the ball. At midcourt. Penguins will be going after the Northern Hoop here in the second half. Inbounds, Ricky Wofford's got it. Clark now immediately, 8 seconds into the second half, is fouled upon by Kone Nelson. Kone Nelson had a lot of minutes in the first half. Created a lot of trouble for the Penguins. Jamal Clark, first year man for Coach Harris, on the way. And that is good, and it is a 10-point game. And at this point, I will hand it off to Patrick Kayabyab.
Jamal Clark has been struggling in the line his career as a DU Penguin. On this side where he's shooting, on the north side, he's not having a good year on that side at all. He's shooting it at 57% on the year. Now in transition are the Urban Knights. Shamsuddin gives it to Robotham. Robotham calls the play back to Shamsuddin. 22 on the shot clock. Neusett moves back to Hayden. And that's Robotham for three. And he is cookies. Robotham, excuse me. 44-37, 19-24 left in the game. Xander McNally will give it to Lewis. And he gives it back to Wofford. And now Wofford again with the ball after the feed by McNally. 20 on the shot clock. Screen by Clark. Looking for a pick and roll that's tipped up by Shamsuddin. It's going to be Penguin ball. The quick hands by Shamsuddin can give Academy of Art another possession if they need it. Screen by Neusett. 10 on the shot clock now. Lewis on the corner. He'll drive. Two hands. He'll put that in. 46-37, a 9-point lead with 18:54 in the game. Shamsuddin's in the corner. He'll give it to Hayden. Hayden, big post move, rebounded with one hand, Jamal Clark. Now in transition is Wofford. He'll take it to the rim himself, and he'll lay that up and in. It's going to be 48-37, and a quick timeout by Academy of Art University. We'll be back. Radio.Dominican.edu.
Eleven seasons straight on the air from the Conlin Center, broadcasting worldwide. 11 years. Penguin Radio. Here's Piop.
We're hoping for a win here, fans. This is a big rivalry. Battle of the Bay, I say. Academy of Art with the ball. And Robotham will cross half court. Guarded by Wofford. 27 on the shot clock. Shamsuddin with the ball back to Robotham. Guarded by Wofford again. Picks up the screen by Hayden. Trying to find someone. He does. With the ball is Nelson. Here comes three ball. And that's Robotham. Robotham with a three ball. 48-40.
Man,
Penguins lead to eight.
He buckled and let loose with that three ball from way out there. And that was textbook. That was NBA range.
That was. 48-40. They cut the lead to 8. Wofford wants a screen from Jake. He does. He thinks three ball. He's looking for someone. He finds Clark in the inside. And they're going to say no shot. There's a foul before he went up. It's a push on two. Kone Nelson. And checking in for Kone Nelson will be 15, Overton Jr. That's his third foul on Kone Nelson. With three fouls on Nelson, Kone Nelson. Overton Jr. checks in, and taking it to the rim is Jamal Clark. Jamal Clark is a big pickup for the Penguins. 50-40, Penguins up 10. 17:35 left in the game, and there's going to be a foul on the Penguins. Or let's say kick ball. Well, they stopped the ball, and it's going to be Urban Knight ball.
Just a violation, not a foul.
Violation on the Penguins. Ball to Prema Jr. Shot, Overton Jr. The juniors are doing work. These are back-to-back threes the Urban Knights made. 50-43, Penguin lead now to 7. This is scary time now. In the second half, with 17 minutes, 10 seconds to go, Urban Knights could find a way to come back in. And there's going to be a charge on Jamal Clark. Jamal Clark, that's his second foul on the night. With 17:05 left, Academy of Art finding momentum. And here comes Shamsuddin. B.J. Prema Jr. back to Hayden. Back to Prema Jr. Now to Overton Jr. Overton with 20 on the shot clock. We'll take it in on Clark. You can't pick that up. There'll be a loose ball. And the former president walked with it. Mark Lewis did.
Lewis only had that instant to think about it. He high dribbled it, and that was a walk. He knew it.
Connor Haysbert will check in after two fouls Jamal Clark picked up. 16:44 left in the game. And now in motion is Shamsuddin. Shamsuddin to Hayden. It's tipped up. Overton Jr. thinks three ball. He moves with it. Crossover. And there's going to be an offensive foul on Hayden as he knocked over Xander McNally.
Holy cow. Hayden just threw his hip into McNally as McNally was shifting, and it absolutely rattled his whole body. I mean, if you look at McNally right now, he's wincing because he got just completely sideswiped, T-boned, off the hip of Hayden, who's much bigger than McNally.
Hayden's 230 pounds. And there's going to be an offensive foul. That's on 43 White. That's Connor Haysbert.
McNally's listed at 185, Piab, and I'd say it's more like 155.
Hey, I weigh 155. If I took a hit by a 230-pound man, I'd be flying.
Well, McNally flew, and it looked ugly.
16:20 left in the game. Robotham has the ball. He's dribbling with his left. Now crosses over. He's on Jake. Here's Overton. The three balls are raining down. It's 50-46. The Penguins' 9-point lead has been cut to 4. 15:58. Doing the signs is Wofford. He'll drive to the lane and he'll put it off glass and in.
I am so impressed with Wofford's ability to drive in and find a seam. God, that guy can find a gap.
You always mention scissor legs, Stu. This guy always has them. 52-46. Penguins lead by 6.
He's just so capable.
Yeah, very capable. 15:30 to go in the inside. Blocking foul. We're going to check who's it on. If it's on Jake or if it's on...
No, 44?
Yeah. It's going to be on Connor Haysbert.
Yeah.
We have a media timeout here, Stu. The Penguins are up 52-46. And bottom line is that the three balls are killing the Penguins, with Academy of Art raining it down on the other side.
You're not kidding. What do they have? Three in a row here, 52-46. All of a sudden, the DUs are scrambling a little bit. And that's the fourth on Connor Haysbert, I'm sorry to report. The fourth on Haysbert, 15-28 to go. And Haysbert better watch out. We need him down the stretch.
No,
he's been a
him.
Huge part of this game so far.
This guy's listed at 6'8", one of the tallest guys on the team with Jake Neusat. But another one would be killer. One more strike, he's out. I know the fans are feeling all this energy here, and that's what the Penguins need, and that's this crowd getting energy. I haven't heard the crowd at all today. I haven't heard like how big, how loud they could be. If this the crowd's a main factor, home field advantage is a big thing. If this crowd could get into it, that will feed off the energy that these Penguins could use.
It's a good crowd here tonight, too, both sides of the place. A lot of DU fans in the house. A lot of Academy fans here, too, though.
Yeah.
52-46, 15-28.
Once Jacobs is done tying his shoes, the game will resume. 52-46. Penguins up 6 with 15:28 to go. Shoelaces are up, and now here comes the inbound play. Academy of Art has possession. Robotham trying to find someone. He does. It's Prima Jr. to Hayden, and it's a loose ball, and it is thrown away. The Penguins will have the ball. You got to like the hustle, though, of Robotham.
Yeah, he scrambled to throw that thing back in, and Hale married it back, and the intended recipient was Shamsuddin, and he fell down.
I'm going to say that Robotham is the fastest man on the floor until Xavier Muldrow checks in. Jake the Snake in the inside, bumps and grinds, and Overton Jr. picks up the rebound, guarded by Wofford. Here's Robotham. 15 minutes flat, and Robotham shows off his speed, and with a quick finger roll, the lead of the Penguins is cut to 4.
Boy, that was a simple little zigzag toward the bucket, and a timeout's been called by the Penguins. Rightfully so. There's no defense happening all of a sudden. 14:51, Piab and I are back. 30 seconds, radio.dominican.edu.
Now a tight game is now in the Conlin Center.
Yeah.
52-48. Penguins up 4 with 14:51 to go. Here's Wofford. Wofford barks out the orders now. Almost falls, and Xander with the quick hands picks up the ball. He'll drive to the lane. That's off glass, but there's a foul. And it's going to be on, I'm guessing, 10 on Academy of Art. That's going to be on Shamsuddin. And yes, shooting it is going to be Xander McNally. Xander McNally, for the year, his free throw percentage is 69%. Here's his first one. That's easy, easy swish. 53-48 now. Stu, my wish has been granted. The fastest man on the court, Xavier Muldrow, has checked in.
Thought you were talking about me.
Well, besides him, I know you did track and field. Here's his second. That's swish again. Stuart Horn's one of the fastest men on the planet. But fastest man on the court is Xavier Muldrow. Shamsuddin with the ball.
Mostly field.
Shamsuddin trying to cross over. Looking for someone. With 23 on the shot clock. Needs to find someone. He's dribbling. Dribbling. Find someone. He's caught in the air. Overton Jr. with the catch. Here's the shot on the corner. Rebound Hayden. And he airballed that. He airballed that on Muldrow.
Two airballs in a row.
Caught in the air was McNally, and he turns it over. Shamsuddin in transition. Shamsuddin, layup, foul. Doesn't even get the basket to go. But Shamsuddin will get a trip to the line.
Xavier.
It's going to be on Xavier Muldrow. That's his second. Xavier Muldrow making adjustments even with his wrist and hand wrapped up. 14:05 left in the game, shooting it.
I got to believe it hurts when he throws that arm in there, but he's picked up two fouls, both using that right hand. He's a righty.
I mean, I haven't seen him even do a shot attempt yet. He's passing and he's dribbling.
Well, as a right-handed shooter, when your right hand is bandaged up like that, I don't think it gives you a very good stroke.
No, Not at all.
He needs a feel.
Shamsuddin trying to make it a four-point game. He doesn't. Rebound, Neusit. Neusit to Carrillo. Carrillo now running the point. Barks the orders. Back to Jake. Dribbling Carrillo. Will he get a trip to the line? Is there a continuation foul? Yes. Yes, he will get a trip to the line. 54-49. Penguins up 5, 13, 53 left in the second half. Now here's Miles Carrillo. Carrillo, free throw. That's off, left iron. Checking in is a San Francisco native, Anderson, Aaron Anderson, from my hometown, from my high school as well. Here's his second free throw, Carrillo. Nails that one. 6-point lead. Shamsuddin trying to find Robotham, trying to find Anderson. He calls timeout. Good full court defense that was for the Penguins. We'll be back after this timeout. Radio.Dominican.edu. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Radio.Dominican.edu. I'm Patrick Kiyab-Yab alongside Stuart Horn. Penguins up 55-49 with 13:53 left in the game. Inbounding now is Academy of Art. Trying to find Anderson, he does. Guarded by Carrillo. Crossover, Anderson. Anderson has speed. He's 6 foot. Back to Robotham. Back to Shamsuddin. Shamsuddin with 25 on the shot clock. Shot clock keeps ticking. He'll lay it up, and it's blocked by Clark. Anderson is blocked again, and Clark says, you know what, you may be from the Bay, but this is my house. You got to get that out of here.
Two in a row by Clark. He batted away the first one. Rebound was taken by Academy. The second one was really on the way, and he batted it. Boy, that was sweet.
You heard the palm just hit, yeah. hit the ball, and there's going to be a foul, and it's on Jacob Neusit. He stuck his arm right on the side of Overton Jr.
I thought Overton walked with it.
That's what I
could have been either gone either way there.
Overton Jr., number 15, trying to find something. Anderson spin move. Anderson lays it up and in. There's a no call. 55-49. 13-20. Left in the game. Carrillo calls out the play. Carrillo. We'll give it to Clark. Clark drives, left hand, finds Xander. Back to Muldrow, his first shot attempt. Not good. Second shot attempt. Not good again. And it's tipped by Clark. Rebound, Overton Jr. Overton Jr. back to Shamsuddin. Shamsuddin scored 16 against the Penguins, and he gets this one to go.
Uh-oh.
2-point lead the Penguins have now. And now getting the play from Coach Booker T. Harris is Xander McNally. 55-53. Penguins up 2. Shot. Off back iron. Tip. Jake has it. Ball loose. Xander McNally with the ball. 30 seconds on the shot clock. 2:31 left in the game. 55-53. Score remains. Muldrow had 2 shot attempts. That right wrist must be bothering him. Now here comes the Penguins. Clark posting up. On Overton Jr. Hook shot. He got that ready to go. Ready to check in is Ricky Wofford, Derek Ober, and also Mark Lewis. Crossing half court is Shamsuddin. Amir Shamsuddin wants to drive. You can tell right away. Picks up the screen from Hayden. Shot, rebound, Xander. Xander crosses half court, getting stopped by Anderson. Here's the pass, Carrillo. Three ball. No. Rebound, Clark. Can he put it back up? He's in trouble. And they're going to say he stepped out of bounds. And now the three Penguins will check in. Lewis, Wofford, and Derek Ober. We have immediate timeout, fans. We'll be back radio, or we're staying here. Yeah, we are radio.dominican.edu. Welcome, Marin TV. Penguins up by 4, 57-53. And the Penguins have been letting some defense go. And, Stu, you got a lot of stuff to say about this.
Well, you know what? Actually, I don't. I'm sort of struck by the fact that the Penguins have been so dominant in the first half, opening the second half rather nicely, and then kind of letting it slip away. And I think it's just a question of energy. And the Penguins are just kind of letting it get away from them at this point. I do want to say one thing. I want to mention what you talked about at the top of the show, and that was with McNally being number one in the nation in steals. And tonight, McNally's been kind of kept quiet. He doesn't have a lot of points. What does he have, 2 points so far?
McNally?
He's got a couple shots on goal. He has no points. That last shot on goal, he missed way right, and he's been kept kind of quiet. Although you could never pull him out. I don't care how quiet McNally is, you'd never pull him out. He's your team leader. So we'll see if McNally can catch just a little bit of fire. It would make all the difference, 57-53, 11-44.
I'm sorry about that, Stu. Xander actually does have 2 points, but that's because of the free throws.
Okay.
But field goal-wise, he's he has nothing. And even steals, he's nothing. But he's something. He means something and a lot to this Penguins team. This guy's a leader. But now it's a fresh new lineup. Lewis, Muldrow, Wofford, Ober, and Clark. Penguins playing small ball. Anderson guarded by Wofford. Anderson crosses over to Overton Jr. Back to Robotham. Robotham, and it's tipped away. Trying to get the ball was Ober. Can't find it. Anderson crossover. Shot off back iron.
Oh.
And, oh, man, the right hand is bothering Muldrow so bad.
I don't think that was tipped out off of Muldrow, though.
I saw a cast in the air.
It must be Muldrow, though.
I'm guessing it's Muldrow. Shot. Shamsuddin gets that to go. 57-55. Penguins up two. Ricky Wofford will give it to Ober. Ober to Lewis. 24 on the shot clock. Wofford to Lewis. To Ober. Ober wants to do something with it. He'll give it back to Lewis. Lewis to Muldrow. And here's Ober. 12 seconds, 11, 10 on the shot clock now. Here comes Wofford. 3 ball. Cookies! 60-55. When I mean cookies, Stu, cookies means you're sweet, and that shot was sweet.
I figured that out on my own.
Here's the layup. Can't get it to go. And here comes Clark. Here's the stop the Penguins wanted. Ricky Wofford now crosses over to Ober. 26 on the shot clock. Now Lewis, they're slowing it down. Penguins up 5, 60-55. In the post is Clark. Is he? No. It's off back iron. Overton Jr. in transition. Stolen. It's stolen, and there's going to be a foul, and it's going to be on the Urban Knights. Penguins got the ball. I see the clapping by Jamal Clark, and he's got to love that effort he made to tip that ball out of Overton Jr.'s hands.
Actually, I think Muldrow was the guy who got the steal there, and then he was pushed in frustration.
Ricky Wofford going to inbound.
Overton Jr. kind of got frustrated after having the ball stripped away, and he kind of shoved Xavier. And the Penguins get a break.
Yeah, Overton Jr. is one of their studs on the Urban Knights. He gets 15 points per game, and he leads the team in blocks with 12. I'm sorry, second on the team with 12 blocks, but leads the team in rebounds with 126 on the year. Here
Penguins,
comes Stuart
Penguins
Horn.
Bring it up now as Wofford dumps it off. Over to Ober. Now outside, Muldrow again. Reset. 19. Driving in, Ober. Stripped away, hits the deck. 5-point game inside of 10 minutes. Mark Lewis had a hand on that thing, and the ball ended up almost hitting the ceiling. But it's a foul committed by one of the Penguins. And I believe Academy, it's on Mark Lewis, and the shot will be by Robotham. From the line, Robotham. With 9:50 to go.
He's got 11 a game. I don't know his percentage.
Stop. Well, what number as Robotham cans the first one? How's he doing tonight from the line?
From the line, he's 50%, 2 for 4.
Now he's 4 for 6. And that's 66% where I come from. And where I come from is DU, 9:50. 60-57, fans. 9:50 to go as the clock rolls.
That's good math right there, Stu.
All right, thanks. That's why they keep me around here.
Yeah.
Not for my looks. 9:41. I wish it were.
Hey,
left side. Here goes Lewis.
Oh,
Oh, Lewis goes three ball, but throws an air ball up there. Uh-oh. And now the Penguins cough it up as Robotham comes up with it. He goes 2-on-1. Dump off at the last second. No look over to Prima Jr., and it goes out of bounds off of Prima Jr. It's a poor pass. There's a lot of traffic.
Hey, Stu's being too polite. This guy's a good-looking man. He's got a great voice, too.
60-57. Thank you, Piop. It's nice of you to say. Wish all the comm students were as nice as you. Now they are. Right side, Lewis has got it. See if he can make up for that air ball. Oh, they work it down low to Jacob Neustadt, who couldn't get it to fall from very, very close range. The rebound is taken by Overton, who immediately walks with it. The Penguins on the short end. Penguins will have it on the short side, Piob. 9:03 to go, fans. Penguins up by three only. 60-57, inbounds, thrown away. Oh, brother. By McNally, are you kidding? Getting in the way of it with Shamsuddin, and he draws the whistle, makes the bucket, and has an opportunity to tie the game, 60-59, and Shamsuddin will have a chance to tie the game for the first time in quite a while. The Penguins are now in serious jeopardy with 8:58 to go. Haysbert's back in the game. And Coach Harris is going to have to big up the team a little bit. Not to be confused with Big E. And this one's missed. Rebound Neustadt. He's going to start to slowly get a bigger group in there with Neustadt. McNally's in there. Right side, Wofford. Ober, left side. Oh, Ober almost walked with it. Dump off to Wofford. Nothing doing, 8.5 to go, fans. Wofford picks up the screen from Neustadt down low. Put back by Haysbert is missed after the shot missed. Shamsuddin with a rebound, left side, 60-59. Penguins on defense. Neustadt with a big block, no whistle. McNally brings it back up the other way. Penguins with the advantage, 8:10 to go. Haysbert on the way. Oh, he rattles it home, and Haysbert gets it to fall. 62-59, that's huge.
Connor's 5 for 5, Stu. He's got 10 points, and he hasn't missed a shot yet.
5 for 5, that's not bad. 62-59. Robotham has it. Any trouble? Robotham has it batted away and out off the end line, Penguin ball. Poor pass after some great defense. Timeout, Urban Knights? No, it's a media timeout. And I'm not sure what we're doing. I guess we'll head off to a commercial for now, 7:42. Radio.Dominican.edu. 7:42 to go, fans. Penguins by 3. This one's a little tighter than we thought it would be. Well, we knew it was going to be tight, but for a minute there, it was looking like a runaway. Never a runaway in this league, though. That's one thing we've learned.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're up by 20 points. You better keep pushing.
After that BYU game, Stu.
Yeah. That's right. That was a rough one-point loss. Penguins now on offense, attacking the northern hoop. Ricky Wofford's got it at the top of the key on the right wing. Takes a screen from Haysbert. Haysbert's so big, he can screen 4 guys at once. Wofford goes up amid traffic and is fouled by Kone Nelson. No, he's called by Robotham. So that's the 7th foul committed by the Knights, 7 committed by the Penguins. 62-59, and Ricky Wofford on the line, in and out. It was in for a long time, it just didn't stay in. And this one's missed. So Robotham with the rebound. 7:09 the clock rolls. Penguins by 3. Robotham's got it between the circles. Drifting left, up, off the glass, good. Robotham can do it all. 1 point game now, 62-61. Penguins. Right side over. Top of the key, McNally. Left side, Wofford. Penguins drive it in. Ober gets fouled on the way. Oh, no. Maybe it was a charge.
Block. Block on Overton Jr.
Oh, P-Hub, you called that a mile ahead. That was a good call. You're right. The foul is committed against Derek Ober by Overton Jr. Penguins want to talk about it. The big deal there is that's the fourth on Overton Jr., who's been pretty tough on the Penguins tonight. 6:35 to go. Ober.
58% on the line, Stu, Ober is on the season.
58, but he makes this one. Kind of matters. When you're 58%, it comes down to when you do it.
Yeah.
On the way, Ober. Makes them both. That's huge. 64-61. 6:35 to go. Urban Knights will have it on the long end. Inbounds. Nice set against Overton Jr., who walked with it. Yeah, he definitely walked with it. He kind of cupped it. Neusett caused the problem there, and the Penguins will get it. Good D there by Neusett. Penguins by 3, 6.5 to go in the second half of this one. 64-61. Referee is being yelled at by head coach Mark Semberwich. Semberwich really letting him have it. He didn't like that call. Now McNally heaves it over to Jacob, but somehow it comes off of Neusett's chest, and Ober gets it back. Good play by Ober. Ricky Wofford now calling out the play. 10 on the shot clock, fans. Foul on the way up by Kone Nelson as Neusett is attacking the rim. And that's the fourth on Kone Nelson. So all of a sudden, the Urban Knights have got a couple of their big dudes in trouble. Big time foul trouble as Jacob, who is on the line, only has two against him.
And they're in the double bonus.
Jacob on the way. No good. Kone Nelson's going to go sit. Hunter Hayden's back in the game. Hayden is a 6'9 senior out of Hayward. Neusett toes the line. A little bit off center to the left side. On the way with backspin, good. Jamal Clark re-enters in place of Jacob Neusett, who the coach is going to hold for a minute. 65-61, going to let Neusett calm down before the last few minutes of the game so they can bring him in for the final run. Out of bounds off the end line just to burn a couple seconds off the clock. So it's 6 minutes exactly, inbounds Academy. Penguins now employing full court pressure.
Wow.
Roe Botham with some serious ball control. Had Wofford all over the place and falling on the ball. Jump ball between McNally and Prima Jr. And the referees, boy, they dove in there like it was a foul in the backfield. You know? The referees are right in on it.
It's like going in for a fumble.
It was like a fumble. It was just a scrum and a half on the floor. 5:40. Inbounds Academy from Robotham. He's got it. They get it inbounds to Shams Sedin, who slams into Connor Haysbert. They work it down low. Another gigantic air ball by Hunter Hayden. From 2 feet, he threw it 6 feet. Ricky Wofford, left side, runs it in off the glass. 67-61, Wofford. 5:21. 5:21 to go, fans.
Ricky Wofford wanted that after he missed 2 free throws.
Yeah, that was big. That was big time makeup. 5:19 to go. Penguins now with 4 in the backcourt. Penguins playing some big time D. 5:13 the clock rolls. Shams Sedin goes in and Xander McNally slaps the hand in there. Oh boy, was that a clean block or what?
Hey, Stu, you're saying he was quiet all game long. Now he got his attention felt when the team needs it.
You're suggesting I got him going?
Yeah, you got him going.
Three ball on the way by Prima Jr. deep. Penguins with the rebound. 67-61, 5 minutes exactly to go in this one, fans. These teams pretty evenly matched, although the Penguins do have 5 conference victories. While the Urban Knights only have 1. They always play as tough, though. Wofford now backs out, resets with 14 on the shot clock. Penguins now just looking for a seam. Clark off the glass, falling away is good. 69-61. The Penguins create a little bit of daylight. Robotham brings it up very quickly, 4.5. Turnaround, off ball, is called against Hunter Hayden. Off ball, slamming into Ober is Hayden, holding Hayden. 10th team foul committed by the Urban Knights. Penguins with 7, 4:28 to go. Due ball. Head coach Sambrowicz is relentless with the discussion in the referee. 4:19 to go, fans. Second half action. Left side. Xander McNally gets his first shot from the field to fall now. 71-61 in the DUs. What a great play that was by the senior McNally. Robotham's got it. Robotham takes the screen off of Hayden, takes it himself, whistles. Well before the shot. Foul now committed by, that's on Haysbert. And that's his 5th, so Haysbert's gone to the showers. And there's a timeout. So when we come back from this timeout, it will be without Connor Haysbert. He's not coming back from this timeout. 3:52 to go as the Penguin cheerleaders take the floor. 71-61. Horn and Kayabyab, radio.dominican.edu. Penguins by 10, fans, inside of 4 minutes. The Penguins are way up. Then it was tied. Everybody in the place started getting nervous. Now the Penguins are back up by 10. Funny how the game changes so quickly. Robotham back on the line, though. Robotham's had a pretty impressive performance tonight, both sides of the ball. Robotham rattles this one in. It's good. Second one's up, and it's perfect. Robotham's a shooter, but he's also sneaky defensively. Penguins by 8 now, 3:48. Wofford, left side. Wofford, stutter step, no call. Jacob down low. Walks with it. That was caused by Hunter Hayden. Connor Haysbert is gone from the game, fans, in case you missed that. If you're away from your speakers for a second. Haysbert fouled out. 71-63, 3 minutes and 30 seconds exactly left. Penguins on defense. Guarding as Academy attacks the Southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. And a walk with it by Robotham. He can work the ball, I'll tell you, like nobody in the house. But right there, he did kind of crow-hopped it and held onto it too long. 3:19 to go.
Yeah, I remember like 4 possessions ago, he was doing something really flashy with the ball that got the crowd out of their seats.
Yeah, it goes between the legs, around the back, 360 spinner, all kinds of crazy crossover stuff. But that one he paid the price for. Coming up on 3 minutes, fans. Penguins with an 8-point advantage. Jacob down low. 10-point game, Penguins. 2:56. Shamsuddin brings it up. Shamsuddin's been pretty tough on the D's tonight along with Robotham. Those two guys are definitely a 1-2 punch to be reckoned with. Robotham now heaves it off of Ricky Wofford's left leg. It goes out of bounds, but good move there by Wofford to kill some clock. 2:40. 16 seconds left on the shot clock. That does not reset. 10-point game. Shamsuddin now left side. Kick out. No look. Over to Anderson. Dump off. Back up. Hayden. Good. 73-65. Clock rolls. 2:26. Dude's going to work it down now. 30 seconds on the shot clock. And we'll see if the Penguins are patient here and eat a little bit of this clock. Xander McNally drifts around into the paint. Kick back out to Wofford. 19 now. Wofford bounces it indoors. Jake off the glass. No, Jake never got it off the glass as Hayden bounces it away. Stolen back by Ober. Reset on the shot clock. 2 minutes to go, fans. 29, left side, Wofford. And Wofford knocks down the deuce, so that's huge. 75-65, 147. Can the Penguins? Stolen by Wofford in the backcourt. Bringing it up himself. Wofford dumps it off to Clark. And the hammer jam!
That's NBA status right there. Incredible.
Great steal by Wofford, and then the no-look dump off to Clark. Not a selfish guy, that Wofford. He could have gone in himself, but instead he no-looked it backward to Clark, who was all alone, and took the hammer jam home. Timeout, fans, 1:38 to go, 77-65, radio.dominican.edu. Here we go, fans, 1:38 to go, 77-65. Penguin fans are on their feet for the final 2 minutes of this one. Find out if the DUs can hold on. 12 points in a minute and a half. I suggest, Piab, that they can. Well, we'll find out. Left side, Art brings it up. Shamsuddin, dump off over to Overton. Three ball, no. Over with a rebound, 1:24 to go. Wofford to bring it up. Wofford with that great steal in the previous sequence. Steal in the give off. Now Over's got it. To Jamal Clark. Coming up on 1 minute, 18 seconds on the shot clock. Coach wants him to kill some clock. Wofford, back and forth, back and forth. Good move. Wofford against Anderson, walks with it. Yeah. Kind of scoop the dribble. You can't hold on to it. You can't grab it on the bottom side and then kind of spoon it over. 77-65, 101 to go. Academy's going to bring it up. Overton across midcourt, inside of a minute now. 77-65. Penguins playing some heavy D. Anderson, top of the key. They get it back to Shamsuddin, who drives it in left side himself. Over Jake. Yes. 43.9. Penguin ball. Ober brings it in. Clock rolls 40 seconds. Penguins by 10. Ober. Back at midcourt now. Wofford will drive it in. Wofford dumps it off at the last second. And Neusett with another deuce. 25 seconds to go, 79-67. Neusett, pretty great stuff as Ober strips it right away from Shamsuddin. 20.6 seconds to go, fans. Coach is very unhappy with that play. Ober was trying to get in the way of it and actually stripped it right out of the hands of Shamsuddin. Shamsuddin to the line now. 20.6 seconds. This one's missed.
He's right now 2-for-6 on the line.
So he just missed that one. So now 2-for-7 or 2-for-6?
No, 2-for-6.
Including
for six.
That. Okay. 2-for-6. And the second one is good. So 3-for-7. And the clock runs. 79-68. Ober is called with that foul that sent Shamsuddin to the line. McNally high dribbling. McNally scores the deuce. And McNally ends up getting smacked. 12.6 seconds. McNally will go to the line with an opportunity for a three-point play. McNally kind of bit his tongue there. Fouls called on Hunter Hayden. Ooh. That was his fifth on Hayden, so he's gone. But with 12 seconds to go and an 81-68 lead, it's not going to make that big a difference.
They called a flagrant two on Hunter Hayden.
Hunter Hayden with a flagrant foul, so that's the equivalent of a technical. As Xander McNally misses this one from the line in front of a pretty packed house.
Well, he made a disqualifying foul worth it. with a flagrant.
Yeah, he did. He got his money's worth on that one. Against McNally, who makes this one. 82-68, 12.6 seconds to go. Penguins sitting on the precipice of their sixth conference victory. It seems like the last 20 seconds are taking forever, and the Penguins are up by so much. Coach Booker T. Harris knelt down in front of the bench. 11, the clock rolls. Harris about to get his sixth conference victory. In his first year, 7 seconds. Wofford's got it. 4-3, no foul. 2, buzzer Piab.
Like we
82-68, the final. Like we say?
Like we say, who's got it better than us? Nobody.
82-68. And the Penguins with their sixth conference victory. A very good showing. What a great game. Academy, always tough. Our next broadcast coming up on February 23rd.
What's up, man?
Hawaii Pacific in the house, 5:30 women, 7:30 guys, February 25th, same. Hawaii Hilo will be here, 5:30, 7:30. The final two games of the regular season. And we'll know by then whether or not the Penguins are going to make it to the postseason in their first year of eligibility. First year of eligibility is also the first year that the Penguins have their new coach, Booker T. Harris. Harris so far doing pretty well. Thanks for being here, fans. For Patrick Kayab-Yob and the rest of the crew, Stuart Horn signing off, radio.dominican.edu.